The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is with me, and earlier today Henry was out and about catching up with the Leaving Certers. How did they get on, Henry?
Yeah, 60,000 of them. They got their Leaving Cert results, and their results are still boosted by 7.5%. Two-thirds of all grades have increased. I got to visit St Mary's Coeducational Secondary School in Baldoyle in North Dublin, and they've actually only gone co-ed this week. They introduced the boys for the first time. And also, the students can get the results online. They don't need to go and collect the hard copy from their school, but they want to. They want to meet their teachers. They want to meet their friends and share the joy, or perhaps, you know, the not-so-joyous moment. Anyway, this student got her results, and she hadn't even opened them yet. I'm having a chat with Caitlin O'Duffy. You've got your Leaving Cert results there. They're still in the envelope.
They are.
How are you feeling?
Very nervous.
Are you going to open them?
Yeah, I'm going to open them when I go home.
So you're going to wait with your mum?
Yeah.
So you came down early to get them today?
Yeah,
before they go online?
Yeah.
And you're apprehensive, nervous, or are you confident?
Kind of confident, hoping the hard work paid off.
And what do you want to do?
I want to go into sports, rehabilitation, and all exercise therapy, so.
And how was the Leaving Cert cycle for you?
I thought it was very good. I see all the teachers are very supportive and helpful in the school, so I felt like that was very good. Hope it works.
Fingers
of course,
crossed.
Mr. Moore was always there with confidence boosters, so.
Amy Tai, you have your results. How are you feeling?
I'm actually thrilled, considering that we didn't do a junior cert, and I didn't do the best in the mocks, I'll be honest, but I'm absolutely over the moon. Like, better than I thought it would be, definitely.
So this was the first state exam you ever took because of COVID?
Yeah, first state exam ever. And going in, obviously, I was so nervous, and coming out, I genuinely thought I would have failed everything, but coming out now and seeing the results, I'm actually over the moon.
And did you get what you wanted? I know you won't know until Wednesday.
Yeah, I did. I did. I got more than enough, so.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well, I have a course sorted in Blackrock for makeup, but after that, hopefully I'm going to UCD to do Irish and Gaeilge,
So you love the Irish language?
I love it. I have it tattooed on my arm here.
And what does it say on your
arm? Gra, which means love in Irish.
And you're very proud of the language?
Oh, I'm absolutely I love the language. I had a job there in the Gaeltacht, so studying Irish is definitely my passion.
All right, fair play to her, Henry. So, I mean, she's happy. What's the overall sense? Relief?
Yeah, I think there's huge relief. Okay. And as the Minister of Education, Norma Foley, said, you know, this grade inflation from the COVID years is going to be reduced from 2026 onwards. But there is big relief. And remember, lots of students across Ireland, the 61,000 of them, didn't do too well. Some struggled. But we must remember that the Leaving Cert is just one exam in this long and winding life that we all have. And we will get there,
very
Kieran.
Philosophical.
We will all get there.
We will all get there. Where's there?
I'm not sure. Maybe
the grave. You know,
perhaps, or some joyous, beautiful place. Maybe some Greek island. I'm not sure. Here are students.
My name's Amber Kelly. I've just got my results.
How are you feeling?
I'm so happy. I'm delighted. Just such a relief.
So you came to the school in fourth year?
Yeah, I'm only here 2 years, but it was definitely worth the move seeing the results. Like.
And what do you want to do?
I'm hoping to do a film in Spanish. Probably go out with the girls later, give you drinks and stuff.
Hello, my name is Kate O'Regan. I'm a French teacher here in St Mary's Secondary School in Baldoyle. Absolutely delighted. Yeah, our students always do us proud, but especially on a day like today, after 6 years of hard work, we just couldn't be happier and more proud of our students. Here in St Mary's, we're a small school, but we have a big heart.
Hi, my name is Hannah K. Rica-Blanca, and I just opened my Leaving Cert results, and I'm absolutely delighted with them.
And how did you get on?
So well. I'm very surprised with myself. I got my first choice, and actually above the points I actually wanted, so I'm actually delighted. Thank you.
And what was your first choice?
Accounting and finance in DCU.
How are you going to celebrate?
I'm going to probably go out for dinner with my mum, and I'm going out with a friend after this.
My name is Julia Fodala.
You've just got your results here.
Yes.
Your Leaving Cert results.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Honestly, I am so relieved. This is amazing. I did so much better than I expected.
So you're delighted?
Yes, I'm delighted.
Just opened the envelope?
Yes, I just opened the envelope. Mr. Moore and Miss Green definitely heard me screech from excitement because of it, but I am very delighted with my results. I would like to, first of all, thank my parents for believing in me this entire year. And also for my friends who were also there for me when I was just having breakdown because of the exams and studying. And I, just all the teachers in St. Mary's as well for believing in me. It's amazing. I'm so glad I came to the school.
You moved to Ireland from Poland at the age of 7 and you made Baldoyle your home.
Yes. So different. Yeah, I did not know the language at all. I had to take extra English classes, but thanks to my parents and all the teachers, I managed to get where I'm here today.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations as well. I'll add to that, Henry. What about the teachers? What have they had to say?
Yeah, they put in huge amounts of work. Deputy Principal John Moore, he's retiring in just a week's time. And the school, as we mentioned, has gone co-ed and is accepting boys for the first time.
The results have been great. The girls are so happy. Yesterday, the boys arrived. A few of them are Man United supporters, but I'm a lead supporter. It's a lead school, but we're working on that. And I'm retiring next week. The girls have been so good to me. Everyone's been so good to me. They've did a song for me last year, Stiff Little Fingers. I was up at them last week. And they now have a Leeds jersey for me with my name on the back. So I'm so happy.
History was made this week.
Yeah, it's the first time in the long history of the school that the boys have arrived in the school and we're absolutely delighted to welcome them all.
So my name is Dr. Adele Green and I'm the principal of St. Mary's Secondary School in Baldoyle. And this is our Leaving Certificate Results Day, a day in which we're extremely proud of the achievements of our students. It is the aim of our school that all our students reach their full potential, and I'm very pleased to say that by the atmosphere that you can hear in the background,
there's lots of excitement.
There's lots of excitement and a lot of very proud and very, very happy students with their Leaving Cert results. And it's not just the achievement of the actual results, it's the achievement of a culmination of 6 years of education that they have now got a kind of a plan to move forward from our school as extremely well-rounded young people.
Grade inflation is still here. Do you think things will change next year?
I do. I think they'll probably settle down. I think it'll be important to bring back a stronger level of normality into the grading system. I suppose it's about trying to have a balance of justice across the board, because if there's an inflation this year, it affects students next year in their results. So hopefully a slow progression towards coming back to grade normality would be very positive.
All right. That's what Adele Green had to say. What about the head girl in the school, Henry?
Yeah, the head girl, like so many students, I think she was perhaps a little bit nervous. She eventually came to get her results. She could have got them online. She came in. Here is Hannah Brune. She's hoping to go to DCU and study nursing. And a big shout out to all career guidance counsellors, especially Miss Malloy. Lots of shout outs.
So happy. Like, I couldn't imagine to do any better than what I did. I felt like I was going to throw up everywhere. I was so nervous. Oh, I was buzzing. I started sobbing. Like, me and my parents, we were just there sobbing together because we were so happy. I'm going to go out for some lunch with my family and we're going to go celebrate. And then I'll go out with all the girls in the year tonight and have a bit of fun together, hopefully.
Isabel Farrell, you've just got your results. You're quite new to the school. I understand you've done really well.
Yeah, I'm delighted with my results. I expected a lot, like, worse, but it went very well. My plan is to do a hairdressing apprenticeship, so although I'm not using my results, I'm still, like, delighted with what I got.
James Fanning, I'm the business and LCVB teacher here in St. Mary's of Baldoyle, and did it great, and it's really well done for them. Like, you know, they worked really hard, and they deserve all they got, like, you know, so I'm delighted for them.
Lucy Brennan, you've just got your results here.
Yeah.
How did you get on?
Yeah, I'm actually delighted with how I got on. It looks like all the work paid off, so I'm really happy. It's been a tough week waiting for just the waiting game after leaving and everything. But I guess all paid off in the end, and I'm just happy now. I really want to study film and Irish.
Wow.
So yeah, I was mainly looking for the old Irish score, and I'm delighted now.
So do you want to go to Hollywood or make films here and perhaps get nominated or even win, like The Quiet Girl?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to get nominated. I just want to, you know, keep the Irish language alive and spread it, and hopefully people will come to cinemas and watch it and speak more Irish. I want to say thank you to my mum and my dad and my siblings. It's been a lot of help throughout the whole experience, and my teachers as well, just being you know, just being supportive all the way through, and any help that I needed, they were there for me. I'm going out for food with my family and then just go out for a couple of drinks with the girls. Well deserved after the hard year.
Orla, you must be absolutely thrilled, a proud mum.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted, so proud of her. She's worked so hard, so it's absolutely brilliant. And listen, it's been great. The school has been very supportive to Lucy.
Yeah, congratulations to Lucy and to everybody else who got their Leaving Cert results today. What year did you get them, Henry?
Ooh, 1997.
Oh, my God.
I'm showing my age, aren't you? I know.
Anyway.
Granddad.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.